Welcome everybody to another episode of the Everything Horror Podcast. My name is D. Podolsky, followed by the lovely fiance
Tessa Baker.
And tonight's special guest is from another local podcast from here in Vermont, so it's not just us, as all you people know. So please check out these lovely people podcast because they're go off tantrums and so much more fun chats, I would say. And anyway, they can talk more about it when I get done introducing them. So without further ado, please welcome, for their first time appearance on the Everything Horror Podcast, is Keller and Kat. Unfortunately, Richard is not here. So,
due to an unforeseen situation.
Oh my god!
we'll spare you people that, but let's just say it's not fun to clean up. But yes, Keller, Kat.
I'm sure he'll want to say it ever. Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
Yes, it's highly anticipated. We've been looking forward to doing this for a while, actually. So
yes, it's just been everybody's crazy, chaotic schedule, unfortunately.
Yes. So
yeah, for sure. The more people you add, the more the schedule is like, no working.
Mm-hmm. No.
So Kat, fill everybody in. What do we do?
So how we did this is we got invited onto the Everything Horror Podcast because we usually on the Clip Critics rants about movies. Richard, in a very educational, organized way, talks us through fun facts, and I complain about atrocities while Keller makes sure that we don't go off on tangents for longer than 2.5 hours and almost never succeeds until very recently.
Yes.
And it's so much fun. So the Everything Horror Post hosts. Yeah, words. I made words out of my mouth part. he had a movie for us, and I have never seen or heard of this movie, but it was filmed in Vermont. It was local. It seemed appropriate. People should know about it because Vermont gets very little representation out in the media world in general, and there actually is a lot of really interesting stuff here, including, believe it or not, everyone, some movies. And we watched one of them. What did we watch, Paul? What did you put me through?
What did you do to us?
What did you do to me?
What have we been subjugated to?
We all had our very eyes focused on a film called Dark August from 1976, which the plot of it goes, a man accidentally runs down a young girl and had the curse placed on him by the girl's father, an occultist. And he goes to a spiritualist for help in fighting the curse. With I want to correct this plot right here.
Oh, thank God.
Like, and had the curse placed on him by the girl's father. I thought it was the grandfather.
I thought it was me too.
That was the impression I was under.
I thought they said grandfather.
They did.
And they did. And even in the IMDb credit, or even in the credit, it says grandfather. But anyway, yeah. Ned, I forget how you pronounce his last name. But Ned, everybody.
Macbeth? What? No?
You don't talk Shakespeare!
No, we all know what we're talking about with the grandfather anyway. We know it's Ned, so, I mean, it is what it is, unfortunately. But yeah, Dark August, where it starts out very weird. We kind of see, like, this ritualistic, like, table going on, and we see almost, like, the accident itself going on and everything else.
And this gave me high hopes.
And this is where really all the fun begins. This is basically the ritual taking place with the match of the grandfather and everything else. So Tessa, what goes on next after the very opening and where we find out that Sal has now been cursed by somebody at this time that we didn't really know, we didn't see, so what happens next?
A lot of really weird, freaky, unexplained shit. Almost like the guy is going into fucking seizures in public, has no control over his bodily parts and shit.
his episode in the grocery store?
Huh?
His episode in the grocery store there?
Yes, exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. This is the second movie from this time frame where I have just watched a male protagonist just slowly become unhinged, and everyone around him is like, huh, that's super weird. Anyway, moving on with life.
Right, everybody in the grocery store is like, oh, wow, huh, he's going crazy.
It's like, that was weird.
Like, okay, let me proceed to going back to getting my groceries, you know, fuck this guy. Yep.
Like, it's fine.
Like, it's fine. It's nothing. It's normal.
They're like, that's cool. People just be fainting in grocery stores there? All right, fine. Okay.
Having violent episodes and shit. Yeah.
Dude, they are violent too. It's full body flails.
Did you guys
like when he was in bed with his woman Adriana and he almost fucking hit her with the fucking phone? I'm like, dude.
I had a moment of like, oh, I thought I was gonna watch assault happen for a minute. I was like not ready for it. I was like, oh,
I wasn't ready for that scene for a few reasons, but yeah, that was not. Mm-hmm. But no, the grocery store. Did any of you guys catch the fact that as he's like trying to fumble his way back to his feet, he's like, "Oh, I gotta pick up the canes." Like what?
No, what are the canes?
what is that gonna do with anything?
Not the fact, but I love the
bonkers.
Yeah, since we're talking about the people that like don't know how to like be like, hey, are you okay? We'll talk about the couple that were trying on the coat. Like, what are we like maybe 5 feet away from him too?
And nobody did anything.
No, we're gonna try on this coat here and see if it fits. If the sleeves aren't too short and shit.
Casually,
this guy's over here just—he's fine.
Falling onto tables and stuff. It's cool.
Yep.
And some poor young girl who ends up catching him and is totally blindsided.
Yeah. Thing. And then there's the two girls behind the register that basically like have popcorn and they're just watching him have this panic attack.
Me! Me!
Yes. So not only do we see this crazy, biotic, like, weird seizure going on, not once, but twice, and, we also noticed that throughout the time that Sal is walking around or even out and about making like his like a shed or something around his studio with his helper, like he kind of dozes off and he sees this figure and like a hooded figure and he keeps like seeing him. And every time he does, he like freaks out, which causes an accident with his helper to basically saw his leg. Which
can we talk about the leg wound?
Can we talk wound? About this?
Can we do it?
Okay.
Can we? Can
everything stop for a minute. This fucking leg wound. With the jelly on his thigh as his blood.
It was very like jelly preserves. Food coloring and cornstarch. Like, blood is not that red. Okay.
Well, did anyone else, like, I was taken out for a minute and, like, moved into kind of a giggle fit as he's, like, he's sawing away at this, and he cuts into his leg, and he just, like, Cinderella style, ah!
And, yeah.
Like, it wasn't even that bad. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, God! Like, it won't stop
and then
bleeding!
He's like, I can't stop the bleeding! What? There shouldn't even be bleeding with the saw that you were using. What the hell? Like,
I think we should be more worried about, like, if it's gonna get infected. Acting?
Right? That's like, if that dirty-ass saw infected your leg, then you have a problem in, like, 3 to 6 weeks. But right now, you're fine. Get up! What do you do? You are not from Vermont. You tell me the little flesh wound. Ah!
With you oozing jelly out of your leg.
With your jelly preserves.
That's the thing that got me. Kat and I had a conversation about this particular scene. We both grew up on farms. We both used those. I know it is a bone saw because we used to butcher our own meat at home, and we would use specific kind of saw to bone, like to cut through the bones of animals, right?
So anyone in the city who's living that vegan life, you're about to have a very uncomfortable conversation.
You're about to have a traumatic experience. You're going to get really uncomfortable.
Those kinds of saws don't do that. Like,
well, and he had like heavy jeans on.
Yeah, you're gonna get a scratch. Trust me, I've cut myself with those things a million times. You're not gonna have some sort of whatever the hell he had.
You know why he passed out? Because it was the 70s, and those were $60 jeans.
His bell bottoms.
That's how you knew.
His bell bottoms were all ruined.
Yeah. Like, oh no, my pants are ruined.
Mom is gonna kill me. My allowance is ruined. Yeah, no.
The weird little hiatus they take in that moment is strange too, where this dude is just kind of like, can we finish this? Maybe. And he's just like laying on the bench, doing some pull-ups, talking about his personal life. I'm like, this is strange. Is this how break looks on construction sites? I've never seen this happen, but okay. All right.
Maybe, you know what?
Is this where they have the conversation for the first time, though, like, really about where he's like, I think he's following me around, and his buddy's like, dude, you hit his granddaughter. Like, I don't know why you think this guy isn't pissed at you. And me, and this was another thing where I immediately got on the phone with Keller and was like, this asshole is still in this town, driving the same car, walking around like he's done nothing wrong. And he's like, why is the old man so mean to me? Meh.
I think my exact response was, he's got little girl dent in his fender.
He's definitely pulling the woe is me card.
He is.
There's a lot of
deserves it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, why is this old
drama
man
queen?
So mean to me?
Yeah. Drama queen, for lack of better wording.
Uh-huh.
He's having, well, and he even announces that he's in, like, once he talks to his ex-wife on the phone and is like, announces he's in the midst of a midlife crisis, I'm like, ah, a lot of this
makes sense.
Starting to make some sense with how you're behaving. And then it also, like, all of a sudden it came crashing down on me. I'm like, whoa, this dude left his wife and kids to go chase his, he's not throwing away a shot at fame, except really he's also sleeping with this blonde woman who's taking care of his art studio while he's still kind of married to someone. This, like, was the sharp downfall I took for this man, and I was like, I hope you fucking die. Please tell me I get to watch this man die.
This is what I call a clusterfuck.
Yes.
Dude, giant, it's like every bad behavior. All of them.
Yes. So, I guess, moving on a little bit is as we were kind of talking with or about the old man in general. So Sal finally gets the idea that it involved the old man Ned, and so he basically goes and finds him and confronts him, and like,
the
hey,
worst way,
in the worst way possible, exactly.
With the entire fucking town present.
Yeah, the town,
the entire fucking town is there. And he just
Which is manipulative.
Confront this man.
How many times do I gotta tell you? I'm sorry.
Dude, just, the judge said it was fine. It's like, I don't know.
I'm sorry that I killed your granddaughter. Or granddaughter.
There aren't enough sorries in the fucking world to fix that.
Yeah. Like, you murdered someone, honey. Even if you, let's say you did, the judge did say, fine, get a pass for, like, accidents happen, girl was running in the wheel. To be fair, she had a long range of vision. I don't know why this little girl was catapulting into the street, but whatever. I was a dumb child once, too. I expected adults to hit their brakes. It was a thing.
I'm sorry, but when I saw that, it kind of, I had a temporary moment where I thought of Gage from Pet Sematary. Not gonna lie.
You're like, oh no!
Running towards the road, and I'm like, oh shit, here we go, Gage moment.
They keep killing this kid with cars in movies!
Stop doing that!
Bad.
No,
so
honestly,
bad.
I really think Sal had plenty of time to actually see the little girl coming down the hill into the road. So it's like I don't know. Maybe they should have picked a different street or something, for all I know.
Or maybe he shouldn't have been spacing off fucking fantasizing about the blonde bitch.
Right? About your thing you're going to the road. Well, you avoid your wife and children, sir.
Right?
Anyway, what I love though about this part is finally where, you know, you see this confrontation, and then he finally starts to raise his voice, like, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?" And
he gets like aggressive, really.
Yeah, because the one guy is trying to be like, "Hey, dude, leave him alone." And
time and place.
Yeah, exactly. He tried to like grab Sal, which was the bad thing, because that's what made him get punched. And can we talk about that punch?
Like, is that what that was? I just saw a body flail and was like, "What?"
Yeah, he hit him.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Whoa.
I did not know he was going to go flying 10 feet back. But, I mean, what is this?
It's WWE? It's all that super, super demonic possession strength that he's got going on.
It's the diamond in him.
It's the diamonds.
It's a demon.
Well, he committed enough bullshit to be plagued by demons, so.
I mean, dude.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And his dog tries to warn him the whole time with this movie. I'm watching this movie. I'm like, dude, that dog is straight up telling you what not to do. And you're just like, weird dog wanders off into the woods.
Right?
If there is one particular character I felt bad for in that film, it was the dog.
The dog?
Fuck everybody else. It was the dog.
It became a horror movie for me at the end when I realized what was going to happen. I put two and two together just in time to record a Marco of me watching it. So now I have in real time of like me being like, they're not going to do this. You're not going to make me watch this. And then that did it. And I about flipped a table. It became a horror movie
in
that
Marco.
Moment.
It's fantastic to watch the reaction of my dad.
Oh boy.
I was so upset.
Oh boy.
That dog deserved better.
I kind of want to see
like
this.
I think we all want to do.
I want to see this reaction.
On the page. It's pretty ridiculous, I'm sure. I haven't looked back at it. I don't dare.
It's all good.
What page is this?
Where is it? Do I have it? Should I put it
on? It'll be in Marco. You can download it and put it up on the Facebook.
I guess I could put it on the Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
It's not up there yet.
Yes. Yeah, so Keller, let's get your take on this. So after the weird confrontation and shit that's about to be going down with this old man, so what in your mind, like, what's the next scene that comes to your mind after this confrontation?
The confrontation of them in town? Honestly, my mind skips right to when they go and have the...
The dinner?
What? Yeah, the dinner too, but no, I skipped right to the end with the wannabe exorcism. But yeah, the dinner and the tarot reading.
That was the craziest exorcism.
That was the craziest thing. But yeah, let's go to the dinner and the tarot reading, because that's probably better.
But it hurts my heart to watch this scene.
I got
yay, female tarot reader! Oh, she's awful.
She is.
She definitely a beginner, a learner. Yeah. I get it. Like, she really wanted to just read Sal's and just get it out there, but I don't think she was expecting it to get any worse than as it did, as according to what she said. But anyway, yes, Tessa.
Adriana was like, "What's this card? Why is this card turned over? It's your subconscious being hidden." I'm like,
we're like, this hurts. It hurts my heart to watch. Same. That was the exact feeling.
It hurts my heart because I read cards. And I was like, this.
With like,
I was
going to
say, this whole scene was horrible because, like, I don't read cards, but I've had my cards read to me a few times. And I'm like, this just doesn't sound right. Like, this is not how I remember it going.
If that girl read my cards, I would be so fucking paranoid I was being robbed right now. She sounds so unsure of herself and so, like, it's like she has the booklet down here and she's like, it means I. I'm like, this. When she dropped 3 days, I've been doing this for 3 days. Bitch, what?
Right?
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, I've been reading these cards.
Cards for 3 days. Could you shuffle the deck?
Did like, you shuffle them?
At this point, I kind of agree.
Come up for air, Kat.
I feel bad for Theo. Oh, it's like holy shit! Like, why did you have to do that to him?
Okay.
Oh, God.
I like Theo.
Me too.
I will say I like Theo. Theo
is Theo the friend?
Yeah, he's the one that does the pottery.
Theo tries a little bit to like be like, you're kind of being a dick, bro.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do that? You know he's got enough problems. Right. Why did you dump the load on him like that?
Right, like, why are you going to be such an asshole? You killed his granddaughter. You took away the only thing he had. You're being an ass. Like,
yeah, exactly.
No, you're like, Judge says it's okay. Why are you still mad at me? Meh.
Right.
Well, who's the lady that's supposed to be helping me? I don't know. It could be her. It could be me. It could be somebody else.
It could be one of the two female protagonists who have no agency in this movie.
Nope. None at all. Yeah.
Well, it could be a crazy psychic lady that we haven't mentioned yet.
She was fun, and then she made me mad. I was like excited for a minute, and I was like, yeah, witchy woman, let's do it. Except then she tied the rope around the child's neck, and I was like, okay, you know magic, but I have no concept of toddler safety.
What was with that entire fucking thing? And she literally like made like a hand bag.
She kept chasing the kid like what? Something out of fucking Hansel and Gretel. I'm like, is she gonna eat the kid?
And then she makes this kid a fucking hex bag, and I'm like, are you curing this kid or are you this kid?
Are you preparing it for toddler? Sacrifice? I don't.
Same. I'm sorry. I still can't get over the fucking forehead licking bullshit.
The eating the baby hair was weird, and the camera work with weird. It was effective in the sense that I was uncomfortable.
Uh-huh. I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice uncomfortable feeling for once.
It was very
nice uncomfortable feeling for once.
Yeah. Movies lately have not been that great. You know,
and then she but like, nice. Nice and normal the next scene because she's like, I love pumpkin seeds. Yeah, and 2-year-olds.
Like, but nice and uncomfortable don't belong in the same sentence.
No, they don't.
Fuzzy talking, like a cactus.
So I put whatever words belong in a sentence and make it work. So it's all good. So anyway, after all this bullshit, we get basically that point where she finally come to what's her name, Jackie, and would like, look, I know who to help, blah blah blah, have Sal go see her. So we finally get to the scene where we meet this lady that's supposed to solve all of Sal's
problems.
She's like, yes,
the
witch.
Town
she's like
witch.
A shaman but also Catholic but also kind of like, I don't, they were pulling from
everywhere.
Every side of the planet.
She pissed me off.
Did that fuck you
off
too?
Pissed me off when she started reciting the Lord's Prayer and she's supposed to be a witch. I'm like, what the fuck
when
is
she
this?
She did the like Catholic thing and I'm like,
you are making us look bad.
What are you doing? And
this
also
is the reason nobody trusts us.
And then she starts fucking talking in demon tongues, and I'm like, oh, great!
I think I tried to decide. For a second, I was like, is that Latin? Egyptian? Norwich? What language are you speaking, woman? I don't understand any of this.
She went from fucking summoning demons to summoning angels to summoning this like, and that, and I'm like,
teaching
what the
Latin?
Fuck are you summoning?
All the energy in the world is at our side right now.
Yeah, and that's like something from Goku right there. Nobody wants Goku involved in this ship.
It was like, this
I'm
is not
sorry,
your corner,
but one of,
sir.
I'm sorry, but... Well, babe. I'm sorry, but one of the most important rules in witchcraft, never summon something you can't banish.
Like,
yep.
Energy has rules, and I did think it was weird. I'm listening
Hi,
to you be like, all the energy is in me. I accept all the energy. And I was like, I am not familiar with whatever you're doing right now.
Yeah, same.
I also like that she drew a white light around herself and no one else in the circle.
Right.
She's like, I'm protected. Fuck you, bitches.
But I knew, you know, like, it wasn't going to work from the start because she's like, I need everybody's help and I need you all to agree. And
you want to say hi?
Hi, honey! And that one chick was like, didn't say anything. Everybody else was like, yeah, okay, I do. And then the one girl didn't say anything. So I was like, this is going to be doomed from the start.
Hold on, honey. Hold on. Yeah, let mommy.
Can I have so many needs?
Yeah, so let's go back for a minute before this ritual thing. So we're forgetting one other important thing about this lady. So the first time Sal and everybody meet her, the witch, the whatever she's supposed to be, anyway.
Witchy shaman Catholic lady. We don't know. She doesn't know. No one knows.
Yeah.
She's just throwing shit around.
Anyway, I love the fact where she's like, so what have you been seeing? Like, where was it? Where was the first time you saw this hooded figure? You mean a demon? You're telling me this is a demon? Well, yeah. So what you gotta do now is you take this and you gotta burn it. What?
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
That's right. So now...
And he's like, okay. Like, right.
Well, that's what I gotta do. And I love how he specifically burns what they've been working on, like not the studio itself.
Not the studio with his weird pictures of himself and his foot and his hand and his eyes. He's a strange midlife crisis man.
Uh-huh.
Takes pictures of himself and then makes his girlfriend run the studio. A fucking weirdo. I hate this man so much. I'm sorry.
You're muted.
It's all good, but I love the fact
I wanted the dog to win. I was so mad.
I just love the fact that as that is being burned, the fire department and the police come, and he's like trying to like so hard to keep the firefighters not burned.
Trying to take the hose away.
Spraying the other firefighter.
I want to know if it was the actual stove firefighters at that point in time, because that dude with the glasses kept side-eyeing everybody like, what the actual fuck is going on? I just want to put out this fire.
He got an actual phone call that day and was like, why are there cameras? What's happening? Yeah. You guys don't have a permit for this. What are you doing? It's like I want to see that cutaway video where it's like the fire chief like, what are you guys doing here? You can't. What are you doing? Put it out.
Well, what I find interesting is that in the credits itself, the firefighter people are not even there. So it makes me wonder if it is the actual people.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's interesting.
And not just that, but I just loved. Can we just all appreciate the fact that they actually showed the old style fire truck like. That was
very cool. I also really appreciated the shots of the old, like, full plank barns, which are getting more and more rare and getting collapsed in by snow. So it was very good to see that, like, preserved in cinematic form in some really beautiful shots.
Yeah, there were some really nice shots.
That barn's roof is caved in now. It's no longer, I don't think it's there anymore.
You're talking about the one in Wallenford area?
The one in the opening shot.
Oh, the one in the opening. Yeah. No, I don't think that one's still there in Stowe anymore. So, I think that fell down, like, a while ago because one of the storms. I don't remember if it was a snowstorm or...
It might have been that hurricane that came through and fucked everyone's day up for a while.
Irene?
Yeah. Was it Irene? I don't know. It was one of them. She came through, she ripped up our roads, she had no mercy.
Anyway, I love the fact that, like... They arrested him, and the cop literally had to be like, so, we have one arrest from the fire scene.
Yeah.
Good job, Sal.
This made me so happy.
Good job, Sal. And then he gets let out like nothing happened. Like, I love that shit, too.
Yeah.
I was like, for full-blown arson, we're just like, bye, have a nice day. We're not going to check him into anywhere, or... evaluate him, but then I remembered this is the 70s where they were like, mental illness, what? Have a nice day.
Mental illness, ooh, get the hell out.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, bye.
Yeah. That's where, at this point in time, this is where we finally get the lead up to this ritual that we kind of just mentioned. So,
baby eater lady.
Quick to get there. So Jackie wants Theo to basically stay with Sal. And so Theo's like, all right, so what do you want to do? I'm up for anything. And then he's just like, oh, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So they sit down and talk. Meanwhile, Jackie is like, what drives
you? Like she is just like around.
Yeah.
Doing her thing. Like, she's
I'm going to go so do upsetting. Something. But yeah, there's
I'm
something.
Gonna break in and enter.
Yeah. I'm just going to break and enter. Dude, it's just. Girl, no.
Yeah, Keller, keep going. So break and enter. Yeah. What is the word you have to do?
And can we also point out the fact that she did not smell or notice the fucking lit cigarette. Lit cigarette on the fucking stairs she's walking down?
Okay, I will say though, I fully expected her to step on the cat. So the fact that she didn't,
we're just happy no more animals got hurt.
No more animals were harmed in the making of this film.
In real life, she would have stepped on that cat, and it would have screamed and scratched the shit out of her.
Yeah, no, she didn't notice the cigarette on the stairs, and the dogs don't bark. The dogs are like, oh, company, I'm so happy to see you.
Or in reality, she could have tripped over the fucking cat, ate shit, and died.
That would have made me weirdly happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, she literally goes to this dude, to the grandfather's house. What's his name, Ned?
Yes.
Yeah, goes to Ned's house, breaks in, and enters into the basement. Although, in her defense, she does say, you know, anybody home. She does scream
for him a few
times. She
does kind of announce herself. But that doesn't mean enter.
Yeah, she doesn't even knock. She just opens the door. Hello?
Okay. I will say, though, as somebody that grew up in the Northeast Kingdom, this kind of shit would have been acceptable back then.
If you knew the person, though. But if it's like... Well, no, I guess that's kind
of
true.
Think about the size of Stowe. Think about the size of Stowe.
Well, my grandparents would have done that. Like, if you have a problem with the neighbor, you just kind of, like, go over and expect to have a conversation about it. So, I guess...
Unless you're in Richford, then you're showing up at your neighbor's fucking front door with a goddamn gun and possibly shooting the neighbor, from what I've heard.
Less welcoming.
Kat and I grew up not in Stowe, but in the area surrounding Stowe. And this kind of shit
happens.
Yeah. You just go to the neighbor's house unexpected. Yeah, not so much today, but like when we grew up. You go over to the neighbor's house unexpected. You knock on the door. They don't answer. You open the door and you're like, hey, bitch, I'm here.
Here's the thing, though. You announce yourself and you walk around and look for the person. You don't start rubbing your hands all over foreign objects that are unidentifiable and just groping shit everywhere, you crazy woman.
Okay.
You don't know what any of that is. What are you doing?
Or the amount of bad juju you're going to pick up.
Yeah.
Absorption.
I have a theory with the fucking crazy witch lady, though, and I'm bringing it up now because it has to do with the shit that Ned got in his basement.
Okay.
That lady was playing both sides of the field. Ned went to her and went, I want to curse this dude. And she went, okay, here's this piece of paper. Here's what you do. And then later on, they all went to her and went, oh my God, he's cursed. How do we get rid of it? And she went, throw this piece of paper in the fire when you.
I didn't fucking realize that. Witchy like, lady's the villain?
Both sides. She has to be.
What a bitch. So we've got two women who hold no agency and one woman who's a terrible traitor and a shitster. Awesome. And our only hero protagonist is a man who's very openly having a midlife crisis and cheating on his wife.
And kills his dog.
This is the movie.
It is the dog. The dog's the only one that knew what was going on the entire time.
That dog deserved better.
It did.
Oh, that dog definitely deserved better.
Sal should have met his end by the dog.
Yeah.
I second that. That is exactly... Yep. For 2 seconds, I was like, oh, the dog's going to fucking kill him. And we're going to get the full circle completion of this whole thing. No.
I wanted the dog to kill him, too.
I think we all wanted the dog to kill him.
Kind of.
Yeah, so...
If I have to pick...
Yeah, so we had to pick, yeah. Well, so let's back up. So Jackie finds this fucking... As the witch called it, a wax item, or wax thing. And basically, it's like a ball with like some weird.
I thought it was a plum for a minute, but then they squish it weird.
Well,
it was purple.
Well, this is what I find really interesting about this black item is if you notice when Ned or whoever was holding it at the time was like rubbing it or whatever, it looked like Play-Doh to me. Yeah, well, not just that. Not just that, but when he was rubbing it, that's when Sal was getting the weird seizures.
It was like a voodoo doll.
It's supposed to represent a voodoo doll. Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, yes. I thought, okay, in my brain, because my brain was like, is that like a weird rotten plum? Are we representing the decaying of the human spirit? I was trying to give him a bunch of credit for this metaphor and stuff. Not ball of wax. Nope. Ball of voodoo wax. Okay, cool.
Either ball of voodoo wax or fucking food colored dyed ball of Play-Doh.
It was a stress ball that was also magic. It was
a stress ball that was demented and dilapidated.
Demon stress ball.
I like it. I like it.
I want a demon stress ball.
Well, anyway, going back to like what Keller was mentioning about how this witch must be working both sides, I think I almost feel like she recognized that object because she knew exactly what to do with it.
She did hone in on it. I did notice that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jackie going creeping around in the fucking dilapidated fucking basement shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nosy.
Very.
Sorry.
What about it, Tessa?
I'm so hateful.
Speaking about it.
Well, I had the movie replaying again in the background while I'm talking to y'all and stuff, so I can witness the stupidity again firsthand.
That's a smart idea. Shit, I should have done that.
So like we were talking about, she's walking down the fucking stairs. Don't notice the lit fucking cigarette on the steps.
And as she's clearly a non-smoker, she can smell it.
It's like, are you fucking nose blind?
She must be.
And then, fucking looking around, oh, what are all these jars and shit? Meow! Door opens up! Doesn't even fucking react to the door opening near her. She's just like,
she's deaf too.
Door open.
Bitch, you should have died in the basement by Ned's hand.
She kinda should have. She gets rescued, but like, she kind of should have, like, in a today horror, she probably would have died in that basement.
Oh my god. When she gets out into her car, and Ned's trying to get in the other side, and he's very clearly just like, oh, I can't open the door. What a shame. Like,
oh no. I can't
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Melt wax all over on this what? Picture and throw rosemary on it and call it a curse.
Unless that was another weird reason we had a door jam or something. That's all I'm gonna say. Maybe that's why he couldn't get the door open with some door jam. Who knows?
I'm gonna hit him
being manic as shit. I was like, he just can't operate anymore. This man's unhinged.
She used a fucking jar of bay leaves to save her fucking life from Ned. She smashed him fucking head. No, I'm serious.
Is that what it was full of?
Yes. She just fucking hit him in the head with a jar of bay leaves.
That shit's expensive. What are you going to put in your chicken now?
Bay leaves are expensive. But I mean, you got to give Ned credit. It sounds like he went all out with the fucking spices. He's got bay leaves. He's got rosemary.
He's got everything.
He's about to cook up some mean fucking chicken soup.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he's got so many cats. He doesn't eat chicken.
Oh no.
The background prop game in this movie is akin. I'm gonna do it. Oh, I get to be the second one to do it. Richard's gonna be so proud of me. The background prop setup in this movie is akin to House of Yes. There is just fucking chaos in the background.
Yeah, there's
like jars everywhere and ashes and empty cans and just all the sets just look like disheveled chaos.
And your dude, the dude in the bar, he comes back. So I saw that.
I was so excited. The hand guy.
There's a dude in the bar, and he's just like doing stuff with his hands.
Can we also Can I also just point out the part where fucking Ned is chasing after Jackie after she fucking hits him in the face with the fucking bay leaves jar? At one point in the one of the frames, the guy looks like a very old version of Burt Reynolds with longer
really?
Hair.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when he gets up topside and he's fucking chasing her to her fucking vehicle. In one particular frame, you see his face. He looks like a fucking older version of Burt Reynolds with white fucking shoulder length hair. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
He came back in time just for that one clip.
Yeah.
Like Fight Club and Tyler Durden. Yeah, that's the one cut in.
Yeah. So real quick, let's go back to the ritual that we all love to talk about with all the whatever the fuck is going on in religion, because there's aspects of everything going
fucking
on.
Fucking Christianity, fucking...
Taoism, there's all kinds of shit in there.
Like, pulling shit.
So, we kind of talked about that, but why did... So, Kat, you've been kind of quiet a little bit, so...
What? Shit!
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm the one that's being the most quiet.
Yeah, I know. So, Kat, real quick.
I know, I'm so shy.
Yeah, real quick, Kat. What happened to the ritual to make it, you know, not be completed?
How did it go south very, very quickly?
Yeah, how did it go south?
Okay, I know you asked this, Kat, but I started laughing. I burst out laughing.
Dude, so, like, all I do remember that, like, I was so stuck, and I think there's a Marco Polo of me, too, where I eventually stop, and I'm like, this has gone on for 6.5 minutes.
Yes.
Of, like, the me, the power, we, the power, circle of light, crazy thing. It's 6 minutes of this woman pulling
fucking
rituals out of her ass.
Fucking summoning angels and yes, summoning demons. Oh, Hail let's Mary. Fucking...
We're summoning everything.
Let's all fucking summon everything topside and fucking sing kumbaya.
All and the then, energy let's see. Is in the room with us.
Including the demon we're trying to vanish. Like,
yeah, she calls the demon, but it doesn't it? Why don't I remember it? I'm drawing a blank now. I don't remember!
Come on, go ahead. Tell her, why did it go south then?
Because Ned shows up with a shotgun and shoots the bitch!
Oh my god, that's...
Fucking chest wound. Bang!
Boom!
It was
I literally started laughing. I know it's supposed Same. To be like the big climactic scene of the movie, but I just was like, ha! And just started laughing. Oh, we lost Kat again.
Fucking Paul and I, we were talking back and forth in video chat because we were both rewatching the movie and he was a little bit ahead of me. So he's like, well, I'm at this part right now. Where are you? Well, I'm at this part. And then when I get to the fucking part where she gets fucking shotgun blasted in the chest, I just about fucking died of laughter and fell off the bed.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing, too, because, like, you spend 6 minutes being annoyed as shit at her, and then you get to watch her get shot.
Yeah. It's so
It solves itself right there.
It pissed me off, too, because, like, and maybe it's just a me thing, because I've always, like, the angel, like, I don't even remember how the hell she pronounces it, but it's not, I've always known it as Michael, my son's name is Michael, and then she just pronounces it so fucking weird the entire time, and it made me mad, so very mad, so for her to get shot, it just made me even happier.
Yeah, I
think I
bitched
about that too. I was like, who are these names that she's saying? I don't know any, like, my mom read me the Bible, and some of this shit is I don't know who these people are.
No, yeah.
I don't remember. I know exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, when she's supposed to say Michael, it's like she doesn't pronounce the A or something. It's like she makes it like an I or something. It's so weird.
Yeah, he's like Michelle or something, and I'm like,
yeah, it's something like that. It's something like weird.
And then I thought she was gonna start naming off all the Ninja Turtles because then she's like, you know, Michael and Raphael, which I mean, both angels. So which are both angels. Which I mean, I know they're both angels.
It would have qualified.
Like, okay, where's Donatello and Raphael and fucking Leonardo? Like,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, shit. So this is where all the angels and demons are. They're just down in the fucking sewer eating pizza.
I mean,
jeez, Anyway, can we say
it's like
so?
God being in jail.
We all mentioned that Theo was our favorite character. I think the way he went out in a way, was kind of stupid. I feel like he went out in a bad way, because I don't think we ever saw him again afterward.
No, but he gets, I think, assumed that he gets shot. He's one of the people that gets shot in that room.
I don't even know if he got shot. I think he's got a headbutt.
Oh, yeah. At the very least, knocked out.
The head Ned takes him out is what it's supposed to be, though.
Yeah. I don't think he got shot. I just think he, like, headbutt him, which still would be, like, enough to crush your skull, but... Still.
Right. I mean, especially with his crazy demon psycho strength that allows him to, like, flail people into the street with minimal effort, but like, not open car doors.
Did Ned get possessed by the demon in that moment, too? Like, is that what this ritual was all about? It wasn't about saving Sal or Saul or whatever the fuck his name was. It was about...
Sal. Yeah.
Possessing Ned to kill her? Like, I'm confused.
If we go with the story that witchy woman is playing the middle field and kind of fucking everyone over, then maybe the demon just came there to, like, wrap his shit up. He's been summoned. He's got these two people he's attached to.
Yeah, because she's basically playing the devil's advocate.
And she just clearly sacrificed a baby to some demon in some form. I don't know what that pouch was, but it seemed creepy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's definitely something weird going on, especially right before Ned does his. Right, and when he's.
He just has a heart attack.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he had a heart attack and died. That's not fully explained either.
Yeah, and let's go back to the.
I think he kind of got a heart attack because of the demon. He probably saw the demon, the figure in the hood, maybe.
I thought it was supposed to represent kind of like the full body freak out, except when you die during one, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe the demon was possessing Ned. I mean, I don't know. That one.
The demon holds no loyalty.
Oh, here we go with the six minutes of bullshit. And the fucking Kool-Aid drinking out of the fucking chalice cup.
Oh, I forgot. That's a bad joke. There were a lot of cults.
Drink
in the
70s. Kool-Aid. We did several podcasts on cults. You're not supposed to drink the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid and government is
bad. Because I'm sorry, that is not wine consistency. That looks like straight up fucking cherry Kool-Aid in that fucking chalice.
Dude, agree. Hard agree. I was like, what fucking kind of wine is that? I
you would not believe how hard I rolled when she started reciting the Lord's Prayer. Oh. I was eye rolling so hard, I thought my fucking eyes were going to come out of my head. I'm like, what?
Our hearts are in similar places. What kind of witch are you? Like, I've met some pretty intense witches in my day, and I have never seen a witch that uses the Lord's Prayer like that. Like,
they usually don't do the Catholic thing, which really fucking fucked me up. I was like, what are you making sure everybody likes you? Just, like, pulling a little bit from everywhere so that you're politically sound in the middle? What's happening? And yes, but it's like same. Mini hitting head on table while watching this woman just decimate my religious beliefs.
And I'm fucking like, looking at the fucking crescent moon pendant that she's wearing. Uh-huh. While she's saying this, and I'm like,
you don't do whoever planned this. You're flawed.
That was one thing. I was like, well, whoever wrote this clearly has no idea what they're doing.
Character design didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Two of the writers.
I'm firing. I'd fire the writer. You're fired.
There's three writers. Two of them are two of the actors from the film.
I'd fire both of them. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yep. One of the writers was J.J. Barry, who played Sal, and the other one was...
He's fired anyway.
He's fired. The other one's gone.
And then the
it
other one...
It doesn't matter, because he don't work here no more.
We don't work here no more. And then the other one was Carolyn Barry, who played Jackie.
Fired.
Yeah, that explains a lot. Yeah, get rid of both of them.
And then the other writer with the name Martin Goldman, which doesn't look like he played a role in the film.
Probably only
a punch-up writer or something, just someone there helping.
Yeah. So anyway, after all this bullshit has finally hit the fan with this weird ritual that could not be completed and everything, we finally get the last...
Can't believe I dropped the ball on this shotgun question. I'm so mad at me. Carry on.
So finally, after all this, we get the final act of the movie, which is finally Sal basically getting enough balls, I guess, to go out to, with a gun to... figure out who the true figure is, but
it gets real gun positive in the back end of this movie.
Yeah, he does.
And then he finally brings out his fucking dog, and this is where everybody—I already know everybody's feeling to this. It's even mine. So I guess to get it over with, Keller, what happened at the
first of all? Fuck you. Second of all. This man goes batshit crazy and then shoots his dog. And it makes us all sad inside.
I thought the dog attacks him, right?
The dog does, because he ends up going completely psycho. And I think he gets fully possessed by this fucking demon. And so the dog realizes it and is like, oh, fuck, no, you didn't. And attacks him. So he fights back and shoots the dog.
Tess is in pain. It hurts her heart.
No, I don't think
I just noticed something else, too.
That the dog is breathing the entire time it's supposed to be dead, and if you look in the upper left-hand corner, you can see somebody in either a blue or a white shirt run through the trees?
That, too. But I'm talking about the 6 minutes of some bullshit. Something else I just noticed.
Okay.
We'll hold that. We'll hold that for a minute.
I'm holding it because I'm pained.
Oh, God. Okay. So anyway, the reason why I think he shot the dog, not only because I think he was also possessed by the demon force, or the evil force, depending on whoever the hell is which, and I didn't even want this correction and this and that, but anyway, the fulfillment was probably, if we can't get Sal, we need to take away something that he loved, kind of like the grandfather loved his child, the granddaughter. So in this case, Sal really appreciated the dog. So the dog,
you know, not his wife, not his girlfriend, not his children, the dog.
The dog that he doesn't have any connection with throughout the entire film. That
and he's openly ignored.
Seems to have more of a connection with because she gives the food to and spends
they
more
know,
time
she
with.
Bacon
She's the one that has the dog in the truck in the beginning of the movie. I see where you're coming from, and to a certain extent, yes, I agree with you, but at the same time, not buying it.
Right. I mean,
your ticket. I would like to return it.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost feel like if we weren't dealing with a man that had this many problems to deal with, and we actually had the wife and the kid there, I think it would have played out more for the kid. Which it should have, I think. Because, you know, if you're going to kill a kid, then you're...
Eye for an eye, yep.
Yeah,
I feel like it would have carried more emotional weight. Like, even you could have even had the wife call and been like, oh my god, this horrible, our child is sick. Something. You could have done something with that.
Oh my god, there was an accident. Our kid got hit by a car. Ha! Karma.
Whoa, that, look, what? Full circle. There it is.
Full circle, yeah. But so when I first watched it, that's the only thing I can think of why the dog had to fucking die. But I agree. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it's the only thing I can think of because the dog was there at the time.
Yeah. Like, I can see it. I can understand it. I don't agree with it, but I can see it. I can understand it. One complete side note, and it's not a side note because it involves that entire scene. When we're, like, getting things from his point of view, and he, like, looks down. Is that a motherfucking moose track?
Is it, like, demon? Did a dog lay there? Like, what is that?
What? Because that was, like, I was like, is that a fucking moose track? Is that what was
that
from? I'm like, why
also
are we looking
huge,
at the moose
though.
Track? And then all of a sudden, like, he's like, ah, I have to kill my dog. What's the moose track got to do with anything?
Well, there had to have been something there, right? Ghost. Because that's where this hooded figure went. And that's where they went. So I'm wondering if something about that part of the land was the gateway or something, you know, like.
I think it was their attempt to show up like a track of this entity somehow, but why not put two? Why not?
It's supposed to be like a cloven foot type thing. Well, if that's the case, why'd they use a moose track? Because that doesn't.
I don't know. Because that's well, all they had.
Look like a cloven hoof.
They
at
just
all.
Found the moose track in the woods and were like, this
will. Yeah, we're using it.
What did you say that, you know, evil can take many forms? So maybe you're trying to be a moose?
I mean, I guess moose are evil.
Moose will fuck a car up, man. Yeah, I mean,
day, man.
It'll fuck up a day.
Listening, do not argue with a moose. It will fuck up your day.
Don't pet the baby moose. None of
do
it.
Do not get out of your car. Do not honk your horn.
Don't take pictures.
Let the moose do what it's going to do. Let the moose do moose things and move on.
Move on. That's the only other thing I can think of. Maybe they were trying to, if it is a moose track, which to say, maybe they were trying to bring another aspect of Vermont, because Vermont is known for moose too, besides like everything else. So
that's what we're known for, moose and maple syrup, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah, no, I've always, that's another part that I've always confused me, is what the fuck is that supposed to be? Like, what is that? Like, did somebody lay down, like, Lego bricks or something? Like, what the hell is going
like,
on
I mean,
here?
I got so sidetracked by the moose track that it took me a minute to realize that he was fighting his dog with the dog.
Like, come back
I was like,
to what
the
movie!
The moose track got to do anything? Why am I supposed to be paying attention to the moose track? Then I was like, oh, wait, he's fighting the dog. Like,
here for a minute. I just want to point out, like, the reason why I say I'm wondering if the hooded figure is trying to draw Sal to a specific place is because when Sal actually gets technically the first time, he's like, okay, I need to figure out who the fuck is trespassing on my property, right? He's like following him through like a river or some shit.
Right, so, drags him out into the middle of the woods through the river. That's right.
Yeah. So that's
when
why
you said the wood scene, that's what I thought. That's where I was at in the movie in the moment.
Oh, okay.
Where I was like, this play, and she meant the last one, but.
No, it's all good. You could have went in and been like, oh, you mean this part? And I would have been like, oh, yeah, fuck. I almost forgot about that part. Like, you know?
Dude,
like,
I got them very mixed up. I was like, he's in the woods. I didn't see a moose track. She's like, no, wait. That's the wrong one.
But no, that's why I feel, though, that Sal was being drawn to a specific place, probably away from people, to take him out. Which, in theory, would be everybody's theory anyway, is that the dog was there, so the dog was the next best thing to try to take out Sal.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it, and I'm sticking to my story.
Anyway. I feel it. It makes sense.
Anyway, Tessa, so before you probably forget, you said you noticed something else about this ritual scene. So what did you find out?
I'm not going to forget. Hard eye roll over here. Something else I noticed, after she picks up the ball of wax and starts to hold it over the fucking candle flame and starts talking in demon tongue, she does this. And I'm like,
That was the one that sent me flying through the roof, where I was like, why are you doing this shit?
I'm like, first you say the fucking Lord's Prayer, then you're fucking doing this. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck's next? Hail Mary?
Probably.
Oh, seriously, just like put them all in a jar and shake it and see what happens. Is essentially what her religion is. Right, like, what did I do today?
Going back to the witch's demise. What did everybody think about the fact that the fucking shitty fortune teller, tarot reader, fucking saw Ned? Didn't even say anything! Just goes... It didn't fucking say anything! That's what happened!
Continued uselessness.
She sees it, and she's just like...
It's expected. Like, I mean, look at the people in the fucking store. Nobody wants
to
help.
Everybody in the town is just like, oh, there's murder going on? Let me watch.
Because women are small and fragile.
Or the fact that fucking Sal never fucking changes a fucking outfit and he's in the same fucking clothes throughout the entire fucking film. Practically lives in the clothes.
Which
he probably
has
multiple designs.
Made earlier today. We're in northern Vermont. There's no flannel.
There's no flannel.
He's wearing fucking denim throughout the entire fucking film. It's like, what do you got, a closet full of fucking denim, or do you just live in that? It should have been you, you bastard, not the dog.
I know. It should have been him.
It should have been him.
It should have been.
Well, but that dog should have won. It. Damn it.
I wanted the dog to win so bad.
Me too.
I was so pissed about the dog.
I think we all are in this case. So, Keller Cat, I know we kind of talked like quite a bit here. Is there anything that we haven't even touched on yet that you two ladies would like to talk about? Is there something that really grinds your gears?
If this is supposed to be an attractive man in the 70s, I would like to reevaluate all the women who existed back then. We need a discussion. I would like to call a meeting.
About nothing fucking sexy about this man.
He's
nothing.
not an attractive dude.
Not even on the part where he's laying on the fucking bed in a pair of jeans with a wide open shirt with his chest exposed. I'm like, am I supposed to be like swooning because I'm repulsed?
Dude, all the physical rejections in that moment. I was like,
all the physical rejections in that moment. I am completely, utterly fucking turned off. There ain't no way you're turning me on with this.
Yeah, that was how I felt too. Sorry, I've got a floppy kid.
You're fine.
He's got a flop. But yeah, that was like, if I would say
there's
like
the
last
fucking
thing.
Jelly preserves again on the dog.
I wish it's jelly. I wish we know that in real life the dog was fine because he was breathing.
I was going to say, you know, the moment they cut, that dog woke up and was like, nom, 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 nom. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that dog's acting was probably the best acting of the movie.
Most convincing. So sad. Most convincing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What? I was really sad. Actually, it freaked me out more when I saw him breathing. Like, that was one thing where I was like, became immediately uncomfortable and was like, oh, I don't like it. You made me sad. I hate this man so much.
He couldn't even fully kill his dog. And that took me a minute.
He didn't even kill his dog, right?
The fucking killing his dog was the icing on the cake. First, it started with him killing a child. Then it started with the infidelity, leaving his wife, his kids, for some blonde, ugly side piece.
She's not
fucking creating narcissistic pieces of various body parts of himself, which I wouldn't buy as fucking art if you paid me to.
Nope.
Dude, it was so weird. It was so weird.
I've met some eccentric fucking artists out there, but no.
Wait, I have two. And just, no.
Well, and I've seen, like, the pictures of, like, the close-up eye shot I got. That's a super popular, everyone takes that once when they're in their camera phase.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when I saw the hand and the foot, and I was like, is this really your art? Is, like, zoom in on your own body parts?
I love when he comes in and shows fucking Jackie a piece of his art, and he goes, this is bad, right?
Yeah!
This isn't good, right?
And she's just like, yeah, you have to put the good out with the bad, like, just go put it back.
It's all bad!
Which is code for all your art's bad, I'm just here for the gallery.
Right.
Fine.
Unless the gallery is nothing but his work, and then it's like, okay, bye.
Dude, which means she didn't have a real job pre him, which fucked me up more. Like, her existence is contingent on his character, which fucked me all up.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a conversation too, like with the fire, with the burnt marshmallows and stuff, was like weird too.
That was weird. Like,
there was a lot of, I feel like this movie just had a lot of like disjointed
baby.
There was a lot of plot holes and a lot of things that really needed to be reworked that weren't reworked. Yeah, and God, this should have stayed on the cutting room floor.
Here's the thing. I think this had the like a okay potential to be a good move, a good suspense movie.
Yeah.
But I do feel like,
sorry.
Kells is like, yeah, if you throw the whole thing out and rewrite it completely, maybe.
I've done that, and I had a lot better response!
Sometimes you just gotta scrap that shit. But I do, I feel like there was a lot of, like, using what we have around, there wasn't a lot of costume changes, the prop work was kind of bonkers, the burning of the plywood box as if it was a building was very strange. I respect their like attempt to do this, but there was a lot of watching it where I was like, I think the reason we may have come to Vermont is to get a movie done that was a little bit low budget, maybe lower than they were expecting to work with, and it was relatively cheap in mild weather. I don't know if that's true, but it did. And that also might be because it's a very 70s movie, and I don't work in this time frame very much.
Well, at least so it all looks to the 70s fashion.
That's true. That right. Did anyone else find it weird that she kept clipping up her super short hair as if it was long?
Yeah.
It's very strange choice.
It just doesn't look right.
There's a lot of things in this movie that should not.
No, and it like to utilize that she's having a serious moment. We don't need that. Please stop.
Oh. This,
oh, makes, what'd you learn?
So Sal and Jackie were actually a real husband and wife.
Were.
Really?
Yep. Well, yeah, because they both passed away. So,
Yeah.
But they were actually a real couple in that movie.
Okay. And opted to play a mistress instead of a legitimate love interest.
Yeah.
70s were a time.
Exactly. So you're okay,
somehow that's Dave. More liberating.
Huh. Maybe so I know.
Maybe wait for them to play out a weird fantasy, like you'll be my mistress and I'll cheat on you, and we'll make a whole baby out of it.
Oh no. Yeah, but yeah, this is
all awesome. The where there's a naked violence. Version of this movie. Sorry.
Well, with the way some of these added scenes were, I almost felt like I was watching a porno at one point. Like seriously, like why do we need these extra naked scenes in? And
Jackie's sleeping in a tie-dye shirt with no panties, and you can clearly tell she wasn't wearing any fucking underwear, just sleeping in a shirt. But then they had to make it more apparent that she was naked by taking off the only thing that she was wearing. And I'm like, okay, this is going to turn into a porno.
Dude, I actually messaged Kat.
Straight up. And it's going to be a bad one.
Yeah. I messaged Kat and was like, just so you know, there's going to be like an unnecessary sex scene. Because
she trigger warned me for getting blindsided by sex. Yeah.
Unnecessary sex scene, indeed. It did not need to be there.
Unsolicited sex scene that was kind of violent and took me a minute to figure out what the fuck he was doing.
Order,
was
like,
is he attacking
assault.
Her or having a seizure? What's going on here? And it was a little bit of both.
Yeah, he looked like he was gonna beat her fucking head in with the phone, and then he's like, "Oh no, I'm sorry. Let me."
And she immediately forgives him instantly. Yeah. Is like, it's okay. I would be like, you need to not touch me for a minute.
I would put my clothes on and be like, I'm out.
Same! I'd be like, I don't know what you got going on, but
I don't want
I'm
no part
go.
Of it.
I want nothing. Time. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
You enjoy
I'm
your
all of it. Bye.
Midlife panic attack disorder. Whatever's happening.
Yeah.
You know what? This did bring up for me that I was very excited. My one last side tangent that I was like, oh, I'm so glad this brought this up. I messaged Keller very excited because this reminded me of a really good conversation and discovery I had of something called the Bechdel test, which was created after this movie came out. And
this movie
when I was watching it. Huh?
This movie does not pass it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. No. And a surprising amount of movies don't pass it, but it gave me a minute. So credit to this movie. It gave me a minute to go back and research the Bechdel test, when it came out, why it came out. Cause I was like, did we have a standard when this movie was released? No, we didn't have a standard for women yet. They weren't really in the world as whole people yet. We're working on it though. So me and Keller got to have a really good conversation about like the Bechdel test and where it came from and the comic strip. What was it called?
Something about dykes.
something Dyke, and now I have to find this comic strip.
No, so it is. Oh wait, hold on. Where's my phone? I should have it in our conversation. Wait, no.
Because it was written by a woman, and the whole strip is based on the idea of two lesbians having a discussion of why they would go see a movie and what the premise of that is. And she says there has to be two female roles that talk to each other.
It was the Bechdel test first appeared in 1985 in Alison Bechdel's comic strip, Dykes to Watch Out For.
That's it. I want to find it. I'm fascinated. I want to read this.
That's interesting. Yeah, no. God, that does sound so familiar. But I also want to point out, I want to say Sigourney Weaver helped with that case, with female being the lead role when it came to Alien, which came out in 1979. So I want to say
Ripley was one of the earlier on, like,
yeah,
final girl lead roles. Yeah, for sure. We love Ripley. Big fan.
You know, it's like nowadays you can't really not watch a film now without the protagonist being a female. You know, it's almost like now, finally, after all these years, the roles have been reversed, and
we get to switch gears a little bit. We just watched two movies now that are technically final girl movies, where the female is the lead role, she has total agency in her role, and she makes it to the end of the movie and never gets naked in both these movies, which I was very impressed with. Breaks a lot of horror movie rules. And I'm pretty excited. So this was a good, in a weird way, this became a good polar for me to be like back here on the 70s, up here to now, because the two recent movies we're watching are 2020 and 2021. They're very recent.
Yeah.
And it is a huge polar. Like, we've come a long way. We can do better. Supreme Court, I'm talking to you. What? Nothing. Politics. I don't know.
Politics. It's always a
I'm
politics.
I'm here. We don't have politics here.
Be like the saw. Politics. Ah!
Very interesting chat about the comic strip thing from Allison there. Now that makes me want to look into it more, too. We'll see what I can find, maybe for previewers or something. So I guess real quick, for you ladies here, since Richard couldn't make it to talk about your fabulous podcast as well, but for everybody listening too, so Tessa, let's start with you. You know what? You kind of go this and that way and everything else. So I want to know firsthand from you. You and I have watched this movie twice now. So would you recommend Dark Arc?
Oh no. I'm going to hide under the table quick. Hold on. I'll be back.
If you want to watch a film where witchcraft gets butchered and run through the mud, and they make witches look stupid, then watch this.
There you go, buddy. You're safe.
But if you are a witch, if you watch this, I promise you, you're going to be offended in about 50 different ways.
There's definitely a lot of things wrong. And I think they didn't even...
And you're going to be very, very upset because the dog dies.
Dude, a little bit trigger warning for very disappointing animal death in this movie. It's easily one of the more horrifying moments. Yeah. But yeah, I like hard agree, Tess. Like, trigger warning for anyone who's about to watch their religious beliefs get decimated on film. No. That's lots of fun.
I was incredibly disappointed.
I was hurt. Incredibly. It was hurtful.
I at first I was like all like excited about it because I was like, oh, witchcraft, oh, tarot, oh, cool, get to it.
Like, this is terrible.
What am I watching?
And then in comes the
like, it hurts. It hurts so
insert
much.
A very hard, deep sigh. Yeah. Keller, what would you like to add to the recommendation of this film?
I don't, actually.
Oh my god!
I
do not recommend this movie at all. Sorry, Paul.
Oh my god.
I for people that listen to our podcast regularly, they know that one of my all-time absolute favorite movies is Nightmare Before Christmas, and one of my most hated movies is Zoolander and Idiocracy. And I actually messaged
no one agrees
earlier today, and I was like, I'm making a new scale on a scale from Nightmare Before Christmas to Idiocracy. This ranks down there with Idiocracy and Zoolander. I fucking hate this movie. This is a waste of my time. So yeah, sorry.
Who do I call to get my time back, honey?
It's not as bad as Zoolander. Like I absolutely that was the worst 2 hours of my life. But this is close. So
you wanna talk about like witchcraft, like portrayal, like back in something that's supposed to be set in the 1960s. The Love Witch does a better fucking reference than this.
Oh, I've
bullshit.
Never heard of that. And now
Oh, good. It's so good.
Now I'm fascinated.
Love Witch. It's a 2016 movie set in 1960s Technicolor.
Mwah.
And wow. It's a thriller. Oh. A modern day witch in California uses spells and magic to get men to fall in love with her. And this tribute.
Interesting.
I would totally recommend that film.
I would totally recommend it too. You guys would be more appreciative of this film than Dark August. Because there's actual witchcraft elements used fucking properly.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
good.
Encouraging.
Witchcraft used properly would be nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially after that debauchery. Oh,
the decorum of the apartment that she stays in and everything just screams witchcraft.
Much better.
Good.
So it's called The Love Witch.
Love Witch. Yeah, I gotta write this down.
Okay, thank you. Because I was gonna say, I don't have any of my pens near me.
I got it.
I checked unless, out because we're not on our own show.
Yeah,
unless my other half... Wait. Unless my other half is already currently looking for it.
Boom. Immediate.
Boom.
I knew it.
I don't fuck around, so...
Fucking pwned!
I punch people in the face.
Oh my god!
or as our friend Allie would say, we kick them in the octopus balls.
Octopus. I might borrow that later. I recommend if you want to see Vermont, just drive to Vermont. And you save yourself a lot of time.
Please don't watch this dumpster fire film.
And here's the thing. Again, I respect anyone who attempts to use Vermont in a media form because we get so little representation. Yeah. But then shit like this happens where, like, no disrespect to the people who try it. This is someone's art, and I understand that. But then stuff like this happens where I feel like they give in to the, like, no one pays attention. We don't have to try very hard. We're not going to. And we get this. We get, like, small, under-budgeted. Maybe, I don't know if it is. That's not factual.
It is a whole bunch, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just talking shit and hoping some of it's true. I don't know. This movie gave me the same feelings I got when I read a book called Woman, which was basically an entire book about a horrible man who goes home to his cat. Because it's the only thing he can get along with.
Guys, trailer.
For the other movie?
Oh, yeah.
Love Witch.
Okay. Nice.
All right, before we click on the trailer, then, since we all, I think, had enough about this film that can't get anything right.
It was fun to talk about. I had way more fun talking about this shit.
Oh, yeah. Cat and I had way more
fun.
It was
definitely fun to talk shit about it.
Oh, yeah.
My final thought would be for this movie is, it's nice to see some of the, like, what Stowe looked like back in the day, even though some of the town shots are very brief, but it is nice to see, like, fire trucks and some of the downtown or wherever the hell it was. Otherwise, you can definitely tell it was the 70s movies with all those bell bottoms and everything else.
70s.
Otherwise, I just wish they really looked into the whole witchcraft element better, because then they could have portrayed it so much more better.
Yeah.
Right out throwing every fucking religion in it and hoping that nobody's gonna notice. So, yeah.
Yeah. I hard agree.
The last thing I will say about this, for anybody that is wondering, we did watch it, or at least we did. I don't know where Kat and Keller watched it, but we watched it through Tubi. I know it's also on Shudder and a few other places. If anybody is looking to purchase a physical copy of this, the only way you can get this apparently is from a
buy box something set. Else. Oh, sorry.
Don't waste your money.
You can
go
get it.
Buy yourself some witchcraft books and teach yourself what witchcraft is really supposed to be like.
That's yeah, true. Or you can do this thing where you like light a match and then you put the movie on the match. Preferably with some combustibles.
Oh,
and
boy.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh boy. Anyway, if you are into the B-cheesy bad movies like this is, then I would suggest looking up Arrow Video, and it's from a box set called Volume 2, The American Horror Project, which also
I partake in a bad movie group with some friends of mine. I wouldn't even recommend this.
Taylor's like, no!
Oh, no. This just needs to be buried. With Ned.
Well, hang on. These two other films that Dark August is part of is called Dream No Evil and The Child. And I know I don't think you ladies can see the artwork to this volume too, so I'm going to send that in the chat. But it's very cool artwork, but I'm also kind of curious to what this figure is on the website.
Is it the hooded figure? Does he carry through to another movie? Is it like The Conjuring?
I don't know. It could be. Maybe.
This video doesn't exist. Oh.
Go down.
I'm going.
Oh, I was like, what? Oh, it's the same art. Looks exactly the same. What is happening here? What is that?
What? It looks like a mummy.
Yep. Certainly
maybe
decomposed.
Dream No Evil. Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
I bet it's Dream No Evil.
Yeah.
Maybe it's The Child, though. I don't know. Maybe it's a little rotten child, like the Omen, but like grosser.
Maybe.
Hey, there's the hooded dude. Hi, hooded dude.
That's right.
How you doing?
So, I guess real quick, so if I had to guess, I'm going to have to ask this question to probably Kat, maybe. Keller, you feel free to shine into if it is YouTube, because I know it's usually Kat, I believe. Anyway, so, you guys, ladies, since Richard is not here, so I can't really say guys, even though I'm used to saying guys. Anyway, ladies, please tell
people,
us about your clip critics.
Humans!
What? Where can we listen to your clip critics? And how can we follow up to everything clip critics?
So we, like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, we host a movie review podcast and mostly just, you know, shit talking podcast about movies. Some of their facts, we have a guy, he knows things and sometimes says those things.
Fun facts with Richard. We haven't done in quite a while.
No, we haven't done the Bididoo song for a minute. You can find us on Facebook at Clip Critics. I think we have a... Do we have a Twitter or an Instagram, Kels?
We have a Spotify.
We have a Spotify. We have that. We have a Spotify and a Patreon where you can find us. There's a little bit of stuff posted on the Patreon. Give me some time as it gets going. I will post more stuff, including bonus episodes that will be released on the Spotify and then pulled when they are out of season. So make sure you get a chance.
We're supposed to have a Twitter, but I can't keep up with my own professional Twitter, so the fact that I'm supposed to be keeping up with the Clip Critics Twitter is totally not happening.
Does it exist? Okay, so it's existent. You'll find it. There's nothing on it right now. Go to the Facebook page, though. We post a lot. We're all on there on and off. You can get updates of what episode we're doing and what we're getting ready to do. So we would appreciate you come tell us your thoughts and feelings. Kels is getting assaulted by a cat. I love to get in fights over movies. Come, please tell me why you think I'm wrong about movies.
Oh,
I would love to talk about it.
In
the Discord, where we have each host has almost an AIM-like chat room There's Keller's Cafe, Cat's Corner, and Richard's
Rec Room.
Rec Room.
I almost said Richard's Review,
but I was like, that's not right.
Richard's Rec Room.
Yep, well, and that makes it sound saucy. It's a review. It's not the one
that he wanted initially, and we told him no.
we were like, no porn. It's not allowed.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of.
And thank you for having us here. Yeah, this is so much fun. It made watching this movie worth it. It really, like, talking about it was a riot. Watching Tess go through it again was pretty fantastic.
Actually, I guess that would make Tessa watching it for the third time.
I'm glad that I could make it entertaining at least.
Yeah, you skipped around a lot, but yeah, it is definitely fun to watch your reactions over there. Like
the hurt, all the hurt,
the sheer hurt. Yeah. And now I'm watching The Love Witch to like
blend.
My immediate response,
the bullshit and cleanse my palate.
My immediate response, I messaged Keller. It's no secret about my recreational choices on the other podcasts. And I messaged Keller and went, I'm going to go watch How High now because that's a funny bad movie. I was like, goodbye.
Yep.
And on that note, thank you so much for everybody for listening, and thank you once again for Keller and Kat for joining Tessa and I. So,
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
It's
so fun.
And we'll have to have you, lovely lady, then maybe when things work out better for Richard
yes.
Come on. And
Richard. We got to check on him when we get off, guys.
Yes,
I think corgis might be in danger.
I'm sure there are corgis that are in danger.
We don't need another Dark August moment. Wait a minute.
Oh, no!
Anyway, on that moment in time is gone, and I think I feel bad now for saying that. So everybody else, make sure you keep an eye on what the hell is going on. And Tessa, what do we always do? What do we always want the listeners to do?
Stay scary.